Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in Tuesday's papers.
House prices set to rise despite slowdown in market. That's a headline on the front of today's Irish Times, which in common with the Irish Independent leads with the new report from the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland. Although soaring inflation and the economic downturn have seen a slowdown in the rise in house prices in recent months, the report suggests that the ongoing shortage of houses and runaway rents are likely to keep prices high in the long term. The focus of the lead story in The Independent, meanwhile, is on how population growth is increasing pent-up demand for more houses. The impact which rising costs of living are having on the mindset of young people features in the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail. Based on a survey of 11,000 people conducted by the Central Statistics Office, the paper reports that more than half, 57% of 18 to 29-year-olds said that they would consider emigrating to lower their cost of living. And just under a third of that age group also said that they're worried that they won't be able to afford to start a family in Ireland. The Healthy Ireland report, which was published yesterday, provides the Irish Examiner with its lead story this morning. We are drinking more, but smoking less, possibly getting fatter, and some of us are struggling to afford basic healthcare products such as tampons, is the opening line there. The Irish News and Belfast Telegraph both lead with yesterday's discovery of a body, which is believed to be that of 15-year-old Matthew McCallan from Dungannon in County Tyrone, following a major search operation which got underway when he failed to return home from a country music event on Saturday night. Both papers report that the police are treating Matthew's death as unexplained. The Irish Sun leads with evidence given in the Gerry Hutch murder trial yesterday related to concerns expressed to Gardaí by Jonathan Dowdall's wife Tricia that her husband would be killed for speaking to them about the Regency Hotel shooting. -7, big chill on way. That's a headline in the Irish Daily Star, along with the Irish Daily Mirror. The paper leads with Heather Humphrey's announcement that she has widened the fuel allowance scheme to ensure that everybody will be able to switch on their heating over the coming days. And finally, in a morning when there's lots on the front pages about the downside of living in Ireland, Anne Lucy reports for The Times from yesterday's citizenship ceremony in Killarney, which over the course of 2 days will see a total of 3,300 people becoming Irish citizens. Lucy writes that retired High Court Judge Brian McMahon departed from his usual light-hearted address to speak about changes in the world, which he believes are posing a threat to Western democracy. And afterwards, Lucy also spoke to someone who was delighted to become one of Ireland's new citizens, Daryl Vance, originally from the US, who now lives in Loughrea in Galway, who said that he felt as if he had just been put on the guest list to the world's greatest club. Not the poshest, not the flashiest, he said, but the best.